Hey there guys, I'm Tori You're Not, and this is a review of the horror movie Elizabeth Harvest. It's like a sci-fi horror thing. In any case, cue up the music, Gary.
Coming to you from Australia, it's Idiot Box Radio. Please welcome the hardest working type 2 diabetic in podcasting. It's Idiot Box Radio with your host, Tori.
Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. Idiotboxradio.com is the website that you need to visit, and we are reviewing Elizabeth Harvest. This is a really cool sci-fi movie with a bit of horror, a bit of gore, a bit of murder, a bit of this and a bit of that, a little bit of a Lolita, a little bit of a young wife, older husband, a little bit of a chick from Haunting of Hill House, a little bit of a weird blind kid who gets around with a bit of a murder twist going on there, a little bit of blood, a little bit of guts, a little bit of passion, a little bit of cloning. This was a solid movie that I didn't think would be as good as it was, but it was good. Was it good? No, it was actually better than good. It was really good. I'm going to give it a solid 8 out of 10 and say, yeah, go for it, buddy. This thing here, I really enjoyed it. From the writer of Gothica, if you haven't seen that, that has got Halle Berry in it, and it was a darn good movie, so you should expect a rip-roaring tale in this one here. Well shot in this house, minimal actors, which I do like. I think about 6 in total, maybe there 4 and hitherto, and it was thoroughly enjoyable from start to finish. Imagine a young lady, a little hottie, being married to a really, you know, not so good older man, and but she's in a mansion, and she's been swept away. Swept away. Not Spirited Away, that's a Studio Ghibli thing, but swept away. And as they get walked through, I just put the movie down there, very professional. As she gets walked through the mansion, she goes, you can go here, you can go here, you can go there, you can go there, you can go there, but you can't go in there. Of course she's going to, and therefore that is why we get the twist. That's why we get the savagery that then follows throughout. The twists are actually really decent. The storyline is good. There's far more meat on those bones that meets the eye. It's a transformer of a tale. And I am sure that you will absolutely enjoy it. Very well shot. Great job. Amy Lee does a good job as Elizabeth. Everyone else is recognizable, including the chick from Haunting of Hill House, who's the mum in that. She's a scientist in this. Can't remember her name. Who cares? It's all about Elizabeth. That was a hint, bit of a spoiler. But make sure you do check it out. Make sure you watch it all the way through. Great movie, well shot. Thank you so much for watching this review on that. Short, sharp, sweet, and to the point. I don't want to waste your time. I don't want to waffle on. Go to idiotboxradio.com, become a patron. But in the meantime, also get your hands on a copy of Elizabeth Harvest. You'll thank me, I promise. See ya.